Okay, three small parshas, nitzavim, ideas. Hopefully we'll try to connect some of them to Rosh Hashanah. The first idea, atem nitzavim hayom, kolchem lefnei Hashem elokeichem. You're standing here in front of, all together in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Kotzk Rebbe, Rabbi Nachum Mendel of Kotzk, who was known, his number one midah was the midah of emes. The Kotzk always looked for emes. He says, if you look at the word atem, atem could also be the osios emes. Because shekein midas ha-emes notenes va'odem yitzivus. Amida the kiyum. The word emes has it's everlasting. Something emesim, that's something that's emesic, it's everlasting. And we know the Gemara says that if you look at the letters emes also, they're always there. Aleph has two legs, the mem has two legs, and the tuf has two legs. Sheker, there's only one leg. With the shin is one leg, a kuf is one leg, and a resh is one leg. Because there's no raglayim. It says that's what it's hidden to in the pasuk. V'zeh shemash shemrum is the pasuk atem. Hadvinkim emidas emes nitzavim. When a person is close to emes, when a person tries to live his emesic life, then he could be standing. Then he could come in front of Rosh Hashanah. He could be standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and stand in front of the king. Very, very proud. And a connected Torah that I've heard in the name of the Alexander Rebbe, my Rebbe Rav Weinberg, Rosh Shlita, will quote a couple years back on Shal Shittas. Emes also stands for Elul Tishrei Mar Cheshvan. Right? It's very easy to stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Elul, even more so Rosh Hashanah coming up, Aser Simichuli Yom Kippur. But the real test to see if we're Mar Cheshvan, if the everything we did in Elul and Tishrei stands. We have to make sure to cling to the Midas HaEmes. Second idea comes from the Rebbe, the Chiddush Sha'arim, the first Ger Rebbe. He says on the first pasuk, Atem Nitzav Hayom Kochem. He says, which is the day that it's Hayom that you'll be able to stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Izu Hayom Shebo Atem Nitzav Lefnei Hashem Lekechem. Which is the day that you'll stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu? We know the Zohar says the Hayom. Anytime that says the word Hayom, Hayom is a code word for Rosh Hashanah. Hatshuva hi, says the Chiddush Sha'arim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. When are you going to stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Only if you're Kochem. Once you're together with love, together with achdus and tremendous sensitivity and care, but not just like not when you're just right, your rosheichem, your shivtechem, your heads, your tribes, zignechem, shodrechem, kol yisrael, but not when you're going to be individuals. Atem mitzvah mayom. You want to know how to come in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah? It's gotta be kolchem. You want to know how to come in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu lefnei Hashem Elokeichem? It's got to be kochem. It's got to be togetherness. With togetherness, with achdus and unity, tremendous community. You know, the Rav Pam, the famous Rav Pam, Zatzal, went around a few days before Rosh Hashanah and put up a sign to come tonight's shiur at 9 o'clock that he entitled the shiur the most important time on Rosh Hashanah. The most important time that a Jew will be judged on Rosh Hashanah. So everyone's going back and forth, what is Rupan going to say? Is it the time that the Chazan says HaMelech? Is it the time that we blow Tekiah Shofar? Finally, Rupan gets up there and all the Bachram is so excited. And he said, I'm sure everyone's here very excited to hear what I think the most important time for Rosh Hashanah is. Says Rupan, the most important time of Rosh Hashanah is right after davening, right after tefillah, right after Musaf. Because what happens in a lot of places? A lot of people are so hungry they go running home. And they're talking about the chazan who schlepped it out with an extra niggin. They're talking about the guy who blew shofar, the Baal Tokeya, who stuttered on a couple times. Says Rav Pam, we have to be so careful right after davening, make sure that the achdus, that the unity and the community and the sensitivity and the care is very, very important. So much so to make sure that right after davening, we'll make sure that we only say holy things and only good things to us and to our friends and to our families. And finally, the third idea comes later in the parsha. The pasuk says, "V'shavta ad Hashem alokecha, v'shamata bekola." We should return to up until Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you will hear His voice. Says the Rebbe, the Degel Machaneh Ephraim on Rosh Hashanah, who heard this in the name of his grandfather, otherwise known as the Baal Shem Tov. He said, "The same way that a Jew puts a candle in a place of darkness, and if you walk into the darkness, you don't see the darkness anymore. It lights everything up. The same thing happens with tshuva." Af kishechozer b'tshuva, when a person returns with tshuva, af sheyeh matchil makom choshech, before it was dark, it was nothing. He felt like he was a nobody. But when a person does tshuva, he returns to Kadosh Baruch a little bit. Kishemeir or Torah as a choshech cholech legamri, then the darkness goes away. It says the Baal Shem Tov, just like you go into a room, and what happens? It's fully dark, but you turn on your phone, you put a little flashlight here, it opens up the whole room. The same thing with tshuva in a person's life. A person tries to come back to Kadosh Baruch a little bit,
tries to come back to the Bonashim a little bit. And then Akash Baruch says, you care about me? I see a little tshuva. Habal atar mesayinu. So Akash Baruch says, the whole room is going to be light now. Everything will be full. So we should be zochah to take these three ideas. The first idea, the Kotzker Rebbe. Atem nitzavim. You want to know how to stand up for Akash Baruch with atem, with emes. When you're careful, with your life should be emesic. That your life is you're truthful with your words, you're truthful with everything you do. Then you'll be nitzav, and then you'll be able everlasting. Second idea is, we don't know how to stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Atem nitzav ayom kolchem. It's got to be together, says the Chiddush Harim. Kolchem, with achdus, with unity, with community. And finally, the third idea, and let's obviously remember, before we get to the third idea of Palm, the most important time of Rosh Hashanah, specifically right after davening, Hashem wants to see, what are you talking about? Finally, the third and final beautiful idea, the Baal Shem Tov's idea quoted by his grandson, the Degel Machan Ephraim, that just the same way that you open, go into a room and you put a candle on there, it's full. First, it's full of darkness, and then you light it up with a candle. Same thing with tshuva. When a person comes with tshuva, comes with a little bit of Torah, it lights up a person's whole world, his whole life. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem for ksivat simtova, good gaben shira for us and for all of our families.